Israel News for June 3, 2024. The IDF is striking strategic Hezbollah targets in multiple locations deep inside Lebanon. Several assassinations of Hezbollah terrorists, via drones, have also been reported. Artillery is shelling targets in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah is responding with drone attacks at Meitullah and Kiryat Shemona. Yesterday, a Hezbollah drone crashed into a hostel in Nahariya. Hezbollah also fired a large barrage of rockets at Katsrin, in the Golan, triggering major fires. The Israel Nature and Parks Authority reported that approximately 2,500 acres of land were burned in the fires and that it could take several years for the areas to recover. Fires also broke out in Kiryat Shemona due to rocket fire there. Hezbollah has expanded its range of attacks to include the cities of Nahariya and Acre. On Saturday, Hezbollah fired two Borkan short-range ballistic missiles at Kiryat Shemona, causing extensive damage to an IDF base there. No casualties were reported. According to IDF sources, Hezbollah has used only about 5% of its rocket and missile arsenal and that they are testing IDF air defenses. Arsonists are suspected to have started several fires in Jerusalem, in the valley near the Israel Museum. Flames reached the gates of the museum before they were put out by firefighters, along with six firefighting planes. According to Syrian sources, an Israeli airstrike killed 12 pro-Iranian terrorists in a factory in the Aleppo area last night. The Maldives government will ban Israeli passport holders from entering the island nation. On Friday, President Biden presented a U.S.-backed Israeli proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release plan. The plan has three phases. The first phase would include a 42-day ceasefire, withdrawal of Israeli forces from populated areas, return of some hostages, handing over hundreds of Palestinian terrorists, including murderers, held in Israeli prisons, return of Palestinian civilians to their homes in all areas of Gaza, and a surge of humanitarian aid. Phase 2 would then be negotiated, which would aim for a release of all remaining hostages and a total end to hostilities. Prime Minister Netanyahu made it clear that any ceasefire would only be temporary and that Israel would continue the war until Hamas was destroyed militarily and could not rule Gaza again. The proposal is now in the hands of Hamas. Last night, Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and told him that Israel would not stop the war in Gaza until it brings back all of the hostages and collapses Hamas rule, and added, in any case, after the war, Hamas will not rule Gaza. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.